After someone tests positive for coronavirus, state health officials classify them in one of three ways. First, there's travel-related. That's when they believe they caught it while out of town. Pretty self-explanatory. If someone catches it from someone else who's tested positive, who they work with or live with, that's called close contact. But if someone hasn't recently traveled out of state or been in close contact with someone known to have the virus, and thus officials can't pinpoint the source of the infection, the state calls it a non-travel case. The Centers for Disease Control call it community transmission or community spread. Why is that important? Because it means there are unknown contagious people infecting others within the town, and that makes it a lot harder to curb the virus's spread. Last Thursday, Alaska's state epidemiologist said in a release that state health officials had, quote, convincing evidence of community transmission, end quote, in Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. But officials here in Ketchikan disagreed. According to their tracking, everyone who'd been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Ketchikan had either recently traveled out of state or been in contact with someone who had. So who's right? Well, it comes down to a single case.
And so we did some background checking on that, talked to epidemiology today.
That's Abner Hoag. He's in charge of Ketchikan's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The difference in the reporting has to do with the way that their contact investigation and follow-up goes.
Here's what happened. One person who tested positive, let's call them Alex, was in direct contact with another confirmed case. Let's call that person Barbara. Alex and Barbara worked in the same building and frequently saw each other. So?
Initially, they attributed this case to a close contact.
But during state public health officials' follow-up investigation, they discovered that Alex couldn't have caught it from coworker Barbara. The dates didn't match up.
So it may appear that he is part of the cluster, but the timing of onset means that he isn't.
So where did Alex catch the coronavirus?
His most likely source appears to be another coworker who is symptomatic early. And that person was a roommate or close friend and had been traveling internationally.
Let's call Alex's roommate or close friend Charlie. Hoag says Charlie had the symptoms of COVID-19, but he couldn't get tested. A shortage of test kits meant that only people who fell under narrow criteria were tested, and Charlie didn't qualify. So while health officials think Alex probably caught the virus from his roommate Charlie, they don't know for sure, because Charlie was never tested.
Right, because you don't have the 100% confirmation that where we think it came from actually is where it came from.
And that means Ketchikan has seen its first case of community spread. But here's the good news. Drastic measures aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19 in Ketchikan appear to be showing some early success. As of Tuesday at 5, Ketchikan has seen 13 people test positive for the coronavirus, with no cases added to the tally since Saturday. Authorities say 9 of those 13 have recovered, leaving only 4 active cases. So maybe all that hunker down stuff is working. Emergency Operations Center Chief Abner Hoag thinks so.
And we thank everyone for the work that they're doing and the sacrifices they're making. But now's not the time to let up on that. Now's the time to double down on that.
Hoag cautions that Ketchikan's testing capacity is still limited, and that makes it difficult to track the virus. But there is good news on that front, too. More kits are on the way. Hoag says that local authorities have about 160 test kits, with 100 more expected in the coming days. And another 600 are scheduled to be delivered within the next couple of weeks. Hoag says more people should qualify for tests. And beyond that, Peace Health Ketchikan's Peter Rice says the hospital recently received a newly developed rapid testing platform from diagnostic manufacturer Quigen.
That will allow us here to run the COVID test ourselves, and that'll have a turnaround time of about 2 hours.
That'll allow doctors to make informed decisions about how to treat and isolate each patient before they get a chance to infect others in the community. At this point, Peace Health says they're just waiting for the reagents to get started. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.